The Lark's Song and Lycian's Ditty reached their finale together. Moll Mumberby, a sentimental beast, wiped a tear from her eye.
There now, ye little bird bees, high and far away.
Turning to face the abbey, Lycian allowed her gaze to wander over the magnificent structure, lovingly built but firmly fashioned as a mountain. The ancient sandstone walls raged in hue from dusty pink to soft terracotta in the alternating sunlight and shadow. From bell tower to high slated rooftop, down to the mighty buttresses, twixt tiny attic and mullioned dormitory windows, and below, ornate columns and ledges, and the long stained glass panels of Great Hall on the ground floor. Redwall Abbey stood, solid and steadfast against countless seasons and the severity of all weathers. Lycian sipped her tea approvingly, nodding toward the front steps and main oaken door.
No storm could bother our home, eh, Burby?
Frowning, the mole mum squinted over the rim of her mug at the abbey grounds.
Her, that's as may be, young ma'am. But look at ye orchard. Trees blowed this away and that, fruits and berries being knocked off any boughs. Gird pesky storm gale.
Lycian patted her friend's paw, smiling.
Oh, come on, old Grumblechops. That's what usually happens in bad weather. Nothing our red wallers can't put to rights. Drink up now. Here comes our refill.
Besides being a foremole, which is a lofty position among his fellow creatures, Grud Longtunnel was also the head abbey gardener, a nephew of Moll Mumberby. He was good-natured, cheerful and honest as the day is long. Balancing a tray on one powerful paw, he clambered up the steps to the wall top, tugging his snout respectfully to the abbess and his aunt.
Good morning to ye, marms, and a right purty one it bees too. I bring the hot scones and hextra tea. Boy, Oaky, you certainly can sup some tea in the course of a day. My old tongue would float away if I drink that much tea.
Burby chuckled.
Gird, impudent young lump, listen thy cheek and pour us in some of that brew.
Grud placed a plate of fresh scones, spread with meadow cream and clover honey between them. Whipping the cosy from a sizeable teapot, he topped up both their mugs.
Should see what he storm a dude to my vegetables. Flattened the lettuces, snapped off in celery, and strewed tomatoes every which way. Even rooted up my young radishers. Brrr.
Lycian blew on her tea to cool it.
Your Aunt Burby was just remarking on the storm damage in the orchard. Is it very bad, Grud?
The foremole's face creased deeply in a reassuring smile.
Don't ye fret, Habers, marm. I gotten my mole crew a-working down there, and all ye red wallers lending a paw. Just bees two more willing beasts are-needed.
Lycian shot him a look of mock severity.
We'll be down just as soon as we've finished tea, my good mole, and not a moment sooner. Carry on with your duties.
Grud caught the twinkle in her eyes. He bowed low, tugging his snout in a servile manner.
Very good, marm. As he says, marm, you take your own good time, marm. I look forward to a visit with pleasure. 'Twill be a great honour for us humble mole beasts.
Burby shook with mirth at the antics of her nephew.
Be often with ye, you gird foosical.